When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know what he's fired up about? Are you ready, Hunter?
Hey, here's what I'm fired up about. 3 Super Bowl rings, baby.
Now, he's fired up about Reba.
Hey, well, yeah, I'd redhead fire anybody up, son.
He is a man. He's a man who's known to have a type, I will say.
That's right. Hey.
So,
when Reba
as long as it's female.
That's my type.
Well, yeah.
When Reba walked out to the national anthem, though, I looked at everybody else with. I said, "Man, Si's gonna be happy. We're gonna have a good podcast after this because
oh, Reba sang the national anthem,
crushed it. Was very efficient with her time. Didn't do too much.
Oh, crushed. She don't have to do nothing but just stand there.
Okay. I was worried about bringing this up, but here we
hey,
are.
Well, hey, look. Hey,
look at his eyes.
Hey, the girls know I love them to death.
I'm just the man. Hey. The man's feet ain't quit moving yet. I know people at
home
can't see it, but he is. He's excited. What's got you so fired up, here, old man? Hey. Was it a big game yesterday or what?
Yeah, it was a big game, and they just had me worried. They took it all the way to the wire, boys. The time was running out.
Time
and we needed a touchdown to win it.
He's a big Chiefs fan all of a sudden. Oh. Him and McMillan both.
Oh, no, hey.
Just love them.
The boy is the greatest football player ever.
Usher?
No, he don't play football. He's a singer.
He was way better than everybody on the field last night.
We're talking about Patrick Mahomes.
Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson, yeah.
No.
Now, that's a legit argument for best player ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Martin, that halftime show was made for people our age.
I mean, the last year's was too. So
no, this one was better. This one was like
this one was more entertaining.
If you
well, I know. Did y'all even pay attention to what was really important on the halftime show?
Usher?
No,
Lil Jon.
Forget Usher.
Yeah,
there was some fine babes on that stage, son.
You were gonna get us kicked. We're no longer Leah. There goes the Caleb Awards.
Yeah, you know, the only thing Christine
hey,
said.
There's nothing wrong with recognizing beauty.
That's right.
Hey, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey.
I mean, let's just call it what it is. Yeah. Beautiful people are beautiful people. Hey, ain't nobody ever said it about me, but that's fine.
No.
Like
that man went out on a stage with 100 million people watching and danced on roller skates all while singing.
No, and look, and then went between what was the rapper's name?
Short
dude.
How old is Usher?
Hey, he went
old
between
enough.
The other guy's legs on roller skates and didn't come up dancing.
His name was Little something.
Lil Jon was there.
Lil
something.
Yeah.
Well, right, but look. No, Usher was the guy when you were in high school, you illegally downloaded his music. Sorry, Usher. Yeah. Good thing times have changed.
Yeah,
and then you gave him
won
to
something.
Girls.
I hope you won something off Napster, big dog.
And LimeWire.
My wife said it all when they was all on stage. She said, "We're looking at about $5 million right there."
Of what?
All the setup and all the. You know,
I was about to say, you're looking at way more than that.
Well,
if you're just looking at Usher.
That was
Usher watch worth $5 million. Yeah.
You know, she just made a wild guess.
Yeah, you think Johnny D watch tight?
Yeah.
Usher is 45 years old and roller skates and dances with 100 million people watching live.
And look good too.
Yeah. What if he would have fell?
Yeah.
He didn't. He wasn't worried about it.
Yeah, he took his shirt off and still dancing.
I don't even take my shirt off in front of my kids.
He's got a good bill.
Oh, yeah.
That boy's taking care of himself, okay?
I can appreciate it.
Yeah, hold on.
I really.
Hey, yeah.
I enjoyed that.
I mean, I still prefer Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, but.
I'm an Usher guy.
You know.
And Lil Jon.
I'm just saying.
Oh, I enjoyed the halftime show.
But I just met a guy named Manny.
Manny?
On the way here. He was like, "Who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl?" I said, "The Saints." And he laughed, and I said, "It's a joke I do."
Yeah.
I was actually rooting for Usher, and he's like, "I'm actually a Saints fan." My man has a Raiders tattoo on his arm, but he's a Saints fan because he followed Derek Carr.
Hmm.
Bold strategy.
Very
But he's a super nice guy. But you want to know why he followed him? He said, He wasn't. He said the Robertsons and Derek Carr is who he learned about Jesus from. Welcome to the family.
I was wondering why he was following.
In that case, go Carr. Derek Carr. I didn't
know. Yeah. Oh, he's a half preacher.
Oh, really?
Half quarterback, half preacher. That's why he's only half a good quarterback.
Well, every locker
preacher's more important. Right.
He's got more preacher in it. You're saying he's got more preacher in
it. Here's what I found out about every one of them locker rooms, though. They all have one, like, because it takes a half whatever, half preacher to keep the rest of them boys grounded around them. And some of them it works on.
That's why I was
And some of them
Brock
sing Viva Las Vegas at the end of the presentation.
That's it.
Brock Purdy forever.
Kelsey was fired up.
Yeah, you just, I mean, how could you not be? You won the Super Bowl in Las Vegas and you're dating Taylor Swift.
Yeah, yeah, hey.
He's on a bit of a hot streak.
Yeah.
Some would call it.
But I bet he spent some money last night.
Oh.
Good for him.
Why not? The Super Bowl is fun because all of America's watching it, and then you all have your favorite parts.
Well, it is fun because you generally watch it with a crowd of your friends. Like, and
Big
Dave,
you didn't watch it?
Nope.
Didn't watch it.
He ain't got no
to do with the ball. He don't fool with.
Nah, he ain't got no friends either, man.
I got nine friends.
He's looking for the tenth one.
Nope.
He can fill them up.
Single digit man. I'm a single digit man. That's
I love
it. Like the empty slot, boys.
You get set double digits. That's one too many. Gotta start culling like your buddy over there, at Bass Fisherman.
Oh yeah.
I don't disagree with that. I once had a New Year's resolution.
Man, if you got nine, you call a friend. I ain't no way I got nine.
Yeah, you do.
Well,
outside of my family, I don't know.
I think so. You got to define.
One, two.
Well, there's
three,
different
four,
types
five,
of friends.
Six, seven, eight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's inner circles. Right. Then there's circles.
So
and
I've
then
got,
there's those fringe people.
So I've got 12 on my favorites list on my phone, and five of them are family members. So I'm at a solid seven.
He's on a solid seven.
He's a single-digit man, too.
And one, two, three of them, or four of them are coworkers.
I've got six on my favorites list.
So, you know.
That's it.
Dang. I've noticed half of mine live in other towns.
Yeah, you can't spend too much time together.
Well, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, too much together time is a bad thing.
That's like me and Jace. Yeah, I've been knowing him 30 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, but we're friends.
Is he one of the nine?
Huh?
Is he one? Yeah.
But we can't be around each other for too long.
Yeah, and they're coming out of duck season, so they won't see each other again until May.
That's a good call.
That's a good thing, though.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, but no, he definitely won.
Well, see, I ain't got a list. Okay, so I ain't got any.
Well, you like the flame that all the moths come to.
Right? Yeah.
So
you
don't
everybody's
you worry.
Friend.
You everybody's
blue,
friend.
That blue light on that bug zapper.
Yeah. And right on in there.
If you had size inner circle, then everybody that said they were in size inner circle, those would be two very different lists.
Size inner circle all sits around a table Friday night and take his money from him. They're really good friends.
Yeah.
Some would say he is giving it out.
401k. That's what they call me, boys.
So I've taken care of that bunch for years to come.
Don't you worry about it. When you go be with Almighty, I'm going to take care of them for you.
I ain't worried about it.
No, you ain't
going to get his money back?
Yeah, I'm going to get it. Right. So.
If the people you surround yourself were named Bull, Chicken, Fox,
Rooster,
Nerd, Rooster,
Evil Eye.
Yeah, you know, Evil Eye.
Jersey Joe. Jersey Joe don't play poker.
Oh, boy.
That's fun stuff.
All right, everybody's got their little vices, okay?
And poker's yours.
Mine is I love to play poker.
If you don't have a vice, I don't trust you.
Especially, you know, since they're all idiots, okay?
That's good.
And it's a family of idiots, okay? Me included.
Just exchanging money.
You just say, all right, that's all we do. Give it to this one this week. You know, next week, that one gets it.
We
just pass it around.
Did you eat anything for the Super Bowl?
No.
Did you cook anything?
No. I'm still on my dressing.
Oh, still on
it. I ain't finished it off yet.
Good night. How long have you been eating on it?
Huh? About 3 days.
Okay.
It's down to got about, two more plates full.
Size, almost out of duck.
Oh, no, I ain't out. I got three in the freezer, or six in the freezer.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
Yeah. Me and the veterans killed 10, so I kept 8 of them.
Yeah,
so I'm going to eat one a month till they go.
No. Yeah, I am.
With a little bit of sage.
I'm kind of just, you know, pacing it. Or I don't want to have
to put on a shooting display on the veterans, huh?
But I got to admit, look, you know, I know you don't hunt much anymore, and you always tax me for them teal, which I'm always like, well, he's old. It's fine.
Well, hey, I'm going to change it the next year.
No, I'll keep bringing them to you. You keep bringing that dressing up here.
No, no, but like, hey, look, no, hey, I'm going to hunt more at Clay's next year.
Wait, no, yeah, don't be
yeah
coming over
oh
with
no
that.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Oh, you stay yeah out.
Hey, you got to tell Clay and tell him, hey, look.
Look, I begged and begged you boys come over, and you finally yeah did. Well, and now, hey, no, you're out.
Well, see, I.
No, you.
That's about the way it happened. No, yeah, I want to go. He won't invite
me. You got him now. You got him in the morning. I can take him in the evening.
That's it. Hey, that's right. I'll hunt deer in the afternoon with Stone. You know, we'll go kill them big mothers backpedaling.
Well, let me just tell you something. That right there was an anomaly. So,
well, that was quite the picture I saw.
That was, oh, no.
That was pretty.
And look, and that was a slow day. We wasn't set up right.
Yeah, it was slow. It looked real
that's
slow.
That's what they said. It was a slow day.
It took till 9:30.
Yeah, it took till 9:30. And they was trying to rush me on that.
That's the latest I hunted.
You know, if I'd have been a pig, okay, or a hog, I should say, if I'd have been a hog, would have been earlier.
Now, look, a week.
But I was trying to be nice and say, hey, I killed one last time. Somebody else shoot this one.
That we did. We all got six. Yeah. So, you know, that's all. That's the only goal. Who cares?
Hey.
I was just trying to make sure you was happy.
Oh, I was happy just to be there. Whether I kill one or not.
The only man I know miss a duck three times in a decoys and laugh about it. Well, I'd have been throwing and breaking and cussing and everything. Si runs it dry. The first thing you hear is just.
Yeah, and the bad thing about it was then I've done it two times in a row.
He said
it was boom, boom, boom.
Wasn't
missed
on him.
Here comes the next one. Boom, boom, boom again and missed.
That was a lot of fun. No, you can come back over anytime you want to. I'll take you.
Well, next year, hey, include me in for about at least five.
You have to come blue wing hunting with
me. That'll work. I like them anyway.
Yeah. I can drive you right up to the blind in the boat. Yeah.
Blue
wing. You can wear tennis shoes.
Hey, that'll work.
Mm-hmm. You ain't ever got to touch nothing. You can wear tennis shoes hunting.
Them fancy socks.
And, hey, you know it's good when you're using a 28 gauge. And just blowing them out of their hair.
Oh, yeah. I've never done
that. I killed on about 50 yards there. And I just, boom. He just, okay, go ahead, old man.
Yeah. I wouldn't have done it, but he did it. Not saying that a 28 gauge won't do it. Because it's capable to do it.
Oh, it'll do it. If you're on them, you're on them.
I was just like, man, we're going to have one closer than that. Bop.
Yeah,
never mind.
But he looks so pretty against the sunlight.
Yeah.
Well, they die pretty, though.
Oh, what are you talking about? He folded and didn't even quiver when he hit the water.
Man.
Headshot.
We done went from Usher to Mallard Drake. Hey,
after about 50 yards.
It's just our life.
I know.
Stick to the outline, Johnny D.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
we got one.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, you read that about the young people?
Hey, we're going to.
We'll do it next. Okay.
After we take a break.
About
we'll be back
people
right after this. J.D., you never sword I'm looking for.
Prepper? Here. You didn't know I was one, did you?
You never, I wouldn't even call you prepper curious.
Prepper.
Martin, I'm a man who doesn't believe birds are real.
I thought he was prepper.
Of course I have food storage in my house thanks to Ready Pantry.
And you do believe in Black Panthers, so a lot of things are starting to fit for me.
Have you tried any of this from Ready Pantry?
No.
It's pretty good stuff, which you're supposed to not eat it till like you need it.
You need
but
a knife.
I like it so much, I'm opening these bananas.
You need a knife?
Look at this. I can eat this today. Or I can eat it whenever I'm 57, and it's going to taste exactly the same. And it's going to be nutritious and get me through whatever I'm going through when I'm 57.
57. What made you pick 57?
Because it's good for 25 years.
What is that you're snacking on?
It's a dried out banana, si.
That's what it is, boy.
These are really good. These are just as good as ones at Smoothie King.
Look, there is something. You always got to be prepared for something, right? Power outages, bad weather, Louisiana. Hurricanes come every year now. You seem like it's every other year. They're here every year now. And we're going into nader season. So, like, if you need food.
Two Septembers ago, I didn't have power for half of it.
That's what I'm talking about. And look, but how much would you have loved to know about our friends over at Ready Pantry?
I did. I had it.
There you go. Look, Ready Pantry offers 25-year shelf-stable food that tastes amazing and includes meals for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and even dessert and snacks. Not to mention the peace of mind you get knowing you have an emergency supply of food ready for anything. Ready Pantry is an American-based company, and all products are sourced in America. These meals taste great, contain real ingredients, and are packed with sufficient calories and nutrition for everyone in the family. Many long-term food storage companies on the internet sell products that have been sitting in a warehouse for up to 10 years. But Ready Pantry is delivering the freshest product package within a couple of months of being delivered to your home, so you can take the confusion out of purchasing your food supply with three Ready Pantry food supply packages to choose from. 72 hours, it's a three-day deal. A one-week hitch, one-week supply, or
Martin, you got
a month. I got a month in this bucket.
You got 30 days supply. Well, I might have been at 29 since this ad started because this is so delicious. And I'm just crushing these banana chips, but you're going to make it for a while.
Well, the problem is now that I got them twins at home, I'm going to have to get five buckets because them boys eat now.
So, hey, worth having on hand.
There you go. Just pick the package best fits your family's needs and the number of months you want to prepare for. It's that simple. Maybe you don't believe you need to prep, but you just need a good supply of food to take hunting and camping. Ready Pantry has you covered, and they offer discounts up to 20% off for 3 months, 6 months, and 1 year supplies. You can also stock your pantry with buy now, pay later options available at checkout. I mean, why not? At this point, why not, right? All you have to do is go to readypantry.com/duck and use code
duck
to save an additional 10% off your order. Plus, you'll receive free shipping on all orders. That's readypantry.com/duck and code
duck
for an additional 10% off and free shipping on all orders.
And then you're ready for your pantry.
Martin, what are you doing June 7th at 6:30?
What's that?
Long time from now, but I'm assuming something twin related.
Well, if you want to go to a wedding
in Missouri,
we've been invited. Boy.
That's right. Show me.
Caitlin and Clayton. That's going to be a
KK
long life.
Or CC.
Those are both C's.
Yeah. It can be KK or CC.
It's hard to say.
But it's two C's.
They're getting married, CC. Martin, and Zy's fired up about it.
Right. Well, I like the part. Read the other part.
Okay.
Part.
So they sent a message, and that I know why they're fired up about it. Because of the end.
Is that a Chiefs wedding?
No.
Oh.
Our names are Caitlin and Clayton. We need to change one of your names. And that's just too similar for me. And we are big fans of your podcast. We would like to ask you a question. What is the best wedding marriage story that you have? We love everything that you do. Thank you for all the laughter and joy. P.S. This is what got him. Love seeing Uncle Si in concert back in 2018.
When me and my band was on the circuit.
So these are people that go to Uncle Si concerts.
That's right. That's right.
And they're getting married. Yeah,
and they're getting married.
Ain't nothing like a concert at 3 p.m.
That's it. Hey. Don't knock it unless you tried it, boys. Don't knock it unless you tried it, boys.
That was a good one, Mark.
I've been watching too much John Chris, man. Yeah.
You bet him.
That boy, he's funny. I didn't realize just how funny he is. Mine and his humor is a lot.
He's funny and he's quick on his feet.
Yeah. Mm. He posted one the other day. And I mean, I'm sure some people say it made me laugh. It made me laugh so much because he does the religious jokes that I think are absolutely hilarious. But he did one. He was like out in Abilene.
Oh, that's a picture of him?
And he had a picture of his... of like the line of people going into his deal. And I can say this because I was raised in it, but it said Pentecostals have been spotted. And he drew an arrow and said denim dress. He drew another arrow and said no haircut.
I saw it.
And buddy, with that being basically my childhood experience with religion, I giggled like my son giggles, like when I tickle him. Like, I mean, I just...
uncontrollable.
It is so... Yeah. That was my life. Like that outfit. Not, I didn't wear the skirt, obviously, but I was surrounded by them. Yeah. And it just made me laugh. And
I saw when he posted that and I chuckled.
Yeah. But see, you weren't raised Pentecostal.
I know people that were raised
Pentecostal. Yeah, it wasn't near as funny to you.
Yeah.
Oh, I went back. Oh man, I went back to like age 7 and just was laughing all over again. And I can appreciate that kind of humor.
Well, he just pulled
I found the married couple. Yeah.
That's him.
That's
CNC.
You're a very good looking couple there. And hey, best wishes on your wedding in June.
He's a man after our own heart.
Yep. Oh,
yeah. He married way up.
He married
May y'all have a
I was
blessed.
To say, don't screw it up.
There's Stone's advice. You've tricked her, sir.
Yep.
Good job.
Good job.
We all did too.
Good trick.
My man's a salesman.
Halloween.
He got the gift of gab.
He believes in his product.
Trick or treat, boys, yep. You got tricked.
What an Ole Miss hat are you wearing?
Oh, boy, I love it.
No, that's Tech. West Monroe, hey, whatever blue and red you like.
That's Lady Texas.
Yeah, that's that baby blue.
That's baby blue.
Ole Miss. That's right. Ole Miss. That's Hottie Toddy.
Whoever Hottie likes blue. The fish in red, white, blue. Blue, wear this hat. HoneyHoleShop.com. Anyway.
Wow, shameless plug.
You did it. I wasn't going to.
No, I was just asking. I didn't know if you'd become like a Lane Kiffin guy or something. I was just curious.
You know, not against him.
I don't know what Big Day is paying you, but it ain't near enough.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you haven't seen the end of December roll around yet.
Actually, Big Dave probably isn't paying me anything, but Janice sure does take care of her baby boy. We'll just leave it at that.
Business.
He don't know what's happening in that office.
Well, good for him.
But we got to get back to the best wedding marriage story we have.
I tell you mine. I put a cigar band on my woman's finger.
You know what's funny? He tells that story, and I forgot. Some of our good friends had their 25th anniversary.
Yeah.
This weekend, and we went to their little party, and they did the vow renewals. She was so mad at him for not proposing. She was like, well, I guess I'll just never get a ring. And she put a sonic straw wrapper on her finger. And he goes, well, fine. That'll work. You want to get married? And she said yes right then. And that was the only proposal they ever did.
And it just happened the other night?
Well, no. They've been married 25 years now. Oh. So he brought a sonic straw wrapper back out. It was funny. Okay.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. That's tight.
But that was like, it reminded me of size mystery cigar
wrapper.
Yeah, and
then my woman tells me something. No, you bought me a ring. And I said, hey, I didn't. I must not have been there.
My friends Brad and Jennifer, they both correlate on the story, though, unlike Cy and Christine. Yeah. They have difference.
Well, you know, we got 20 years coming up.
You and Anna?
This year, 20
really?
Years.
Ooh.
I told her, I said, I'm going to take you somewhere real nice.
That's it. Hey.
I said, I've been eyeballing that hot pink cabin on Caney Lake.
It's booked for that weekend, but I can get it the week before. Yeah. You think that's good?
I love it. I've been on that pink cabin on the lake.
Nothing says love like Jackson Parish, Louisiana.
Yeah, boy. Nothing like a fishing boat.
No, Chatham, baby.
Yeah.
Did you lived on Caney Lake, though.
I sure did.
With Anna? Did y'all ever live there together?
When we first got married, we lived on Caney.
That's a great.
It lasted 3 months. She said, I can't live here no more.
That's it. Got to move.
I can't do it.
It was a long drive. Boy, I don't know that I could live
waking
on
up to
lake.
A sunrise on a lake.
Yeah.
It's hard to beat.
Yeah. Especially Caney.
I wouldn't be a very model employee.
Especially when them big brim were on the bed. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's a reason a reason I don't live on a lake. Yep. It's because I would never leave it.
No. I was just, that's what was in my mind is, hey, if I owned there, I would never leave.
Yeah, that's bad.
If you won't see me, you better, come on down. Otherwise.
Well, I'm that way anyway, but.
Yeah, yeah.
Well.
But I could imagine if I was looking at water and not a playground. But.
Well, I was on the horns of a dilemma. I had to.
Yeah, you like old boy. That boy made a song about it.
Yeah.
Tell me, well, hey, if you stay on that lake, I won't be when you come on. Hold it. I got a bite. I'm going to miss that girl. Oh, I got a bite.
I guess our marriage advice for Clayton is don't live on a lake. And
don't screw it up.
And don't screw it up.
And keep believing in your product, buddy.
And have an actual ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't give this man advice. He's one of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep believing in your product. That's all I'm gonna tell you.
Martin, you don't have any good wedding stories, do you? You just got married on the beach.
Yeah, during Duck Dynasty. Brittany would tell it as though we've never had a honeymoon, but which is partly true.
You remember Carly dancing at your wedding?
Uh-huh. And now I'm going to be dancing at hers.
Now you're going to be dancing at her. I got a daughter getting married.
That's something we might have to dive into.
Maybe.
Yeah, we probably should delve into that right after this. Let's take another break. We'll be back. Oh, is there anything better than snacking?
There's nothing better. We've proven it time and time again.
Nope. I mean, meals are great, but snacks are definitely greater.
Snacks are what get you up to big size.
Especially.
I love it.
Especially these nuts.
Yeah, there you go.
Nuts.com.
You know, our friends over at nuts.com, they got all kinds of stuff. You can be as healthy as you want or as unhealthy as you want. It's your choice. They literally put the choice into your hands.
And they got good, them chocolate-covered gummy bears, that sounds weird. Delicious.
Them bourbon pecans, are you kidding me?
That's your favorite.
Of course, I think, like, even...
Can't hear Si because his microphone's away from his mouth because he's too busy eating these delicious snacks.
There you go.
And he didn't change it. He said, nope, not doing it. I'm going
to
eat.
And I can appreciate that because nobody wants to listen to him chew. But Look, whether you want sweet and spicy pecans, peanut brittle, pecan brittle, butter toffee pecans, Nuts.com's got it all. Cashews, almonds, pecans, pistachios, dried mango, crystallized ginger, dates, jelly beans, jawbreakers, root beer barrels. I mean,
that's variety.
Yeah, what else?
And that's at nuts.com.
That is. And I mean, you can get all the things for your kids going to school.
I think I'll give them a little bit.
Oh, huh?
Y'all hear that?
Oh, he's chewing.
Busy.
He's trying to
eat these almonds.
He's trying to make sure that we know that he's being for real. And there you go. Look, nuts.com is your one stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruits, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and more. Their wide selection means there's something for everyone. Nuts.com offers plenty of gluten-free options, organic choices, and other diet-friendly products. Whether you're looking for something sweet, savory, or need to stock up on everyday cooking essentials, you're bound to find something to try. And as always, at Nuts.com, quality is a top priority. They roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships so that they reach you deliciously fresh. Satisfaction is guaranteed, and you can shop a la carte at any time. You can opt into hassle-free auto delivery so that you never run out of your favorite items. If you're already stocked up at home, they also sell directly to businesses. So, if you want to get something for the
for your
coworkers, you want to put something on a little table at the honey hole, they got you, big dog. We now have a break room. We should probably put some nuts up there.
Right. Nuts.com.
Because everything they got is excellent.
I haven't had a bad one yet.
Nope.
So
they're good.
But the bourbon pecan's fantastic.
It's the best.
Gummy bears, fantastic. Goblin has all but polished off his bag of trail mix.
And he still lost 100 pounds.
Healthy
snacks.
Right now, Nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at nuts.com/duck. So go check out all the delicious options at nuts.com/duck. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's nuts.com/duck.
I got to come over and talk to your daughter before she marries.
Yeah. Go ahead and roll.
Hey,
roll that beautiful beam. Yeah.
Do what side?
I'm going to come over and talk to your daughter.
Why?
See, I've had personal experience with a father offered his daughter like $100,000. Him and
oh, good grief.
Yeah. $100,000.
Ain't nobody going to get that offer for me.
Yeah.
But
it ain't the amount.
Yeah, you subtract 95 from that.
Yeah.
then you get to my level then.
Yeah.
I know, but look.
I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't got no money.
I tell you right
now. My wife
well,
got
no,
a little
because,
bit,
hey, I know
I
that.
I ain't got dooley squat.
I know that. That's the reason we ain't got a bass boat anymore.
I know. I had to sell
you my got three. Well, you got $3. You got to take.
I
care
sold
of.
My
if
boat.
Only, if yeah. only he,
that woman a rig.
If yeah. only he knew somebody that loved to fish, it had a little money.
Right. Don't look at me. Hey, don't look at me. You gonna look? Hey, you need to go over to Willie's house.
If only,
Willie's the one that's got all the money.
That's why I said who loved to fish. Yeah. Willie out there paddling in a John boat in his personal aquarium.
Yeah. Right.
He took it one step further and buying a boat. He just
bought a pond.
He just bought the fish.
That's right. Bought the pond and the fish, boys. Hey.
So your oldest is getting married.
Mm-hmm. How old is she?
18.
Oh,
that makes my knees weak.
Yeah.
You are old.
I just remember me at 18.
I did it. Oh, I wasn't married at 18. But Allison sure she got carded at an R-rated movie when we were married because we were so young. We were allowed in because we weren't 70, but she was like 19 or 20.
I will say this. The young man that she has decided to marry is top-notch.
Seal of approval.
So he got my approval
yeah.
early on.
That's good.
There's not many of them walking around.
Uh-uh.
You know?
The stone seal of approval is not an easy one to
obtain. Well,
the
way he did it, and look, he asked me the right way. He said, Mr. J, you mind? I've never killed a deer. Will you take me deer hunting? I said, yeah, I'll take you deer hunting.
Boy, now this is a brave
so
part of this.
Get in the deer stand.
He asked you for permission with a rifle in the stand?
Oh, yeah. And I carried my sidearm in there. Too.
Wow.
So we're sitting there. And
he got a set, son.
He said, I just want to let you know. Oh, yeah. He trains jits with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. The boy is well-rounded, hard-working. But he says, how'd he say it? He said, I just want to let you know that you and Miss Hannah did a fine job raising your daughter. I said, quit beating around the bush. Go on, come on out with it.
Yeah, what you trying to get to?
Yeah,
here?
Don't try.
Yeah, he's just kind of looking around. You know, he said, I'd like your permission to marry your daughter. I said, I'm for it. All right, let's kill this deer.
Yeah. Hey, I told one that was dating my daughter in Germany.
Uh-oh.
I said, you know that warm feeling you got you other night when you was saying goodnight to my daughter? Mm. I said, that was crosshairs on you.
Is that the one she married?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. I was really, really concerned. Well, with where that was going.
First time he come in the house. Well,
I thought
okay.
He was going another direction.
And that was as PG as I think we could have hoped for.
Oh, no, because, hey, look, first time he come in the house, y'all, and somebody, you know, I want to date your daughter. You know, he's looking on the walls, and I got all these skull mounts on the wall.
Of them and tiny rabbit-sized German
I said, hey, you better look at them real close. And he said, why is that? And I said, your head may be next.
Good gracious.
Hey, Dad's got to tell it like it is, son.
You don't have to, like, chop heads off.
Hey,
you well, certainly I mean, don't hey, keep the evidence.
Just, yeah, I'm trying to just put the fear of God in him.
Well, you did.
It worked.
Yeah.
Was he German?
No.
Okay.
And another thing, Joey is the son of one Jersey Joe.
Jersey Joe. Is he Jersey Joey or just Joey?
Just Joey. Good kid. No,
he's a good young man.
They asked Phil on Unashamed the other day. Al asked him, he said, Phil, what do you think about being a great, great grandpa and being alive on the earth? Phil said, all I know is I like those meatballs.
Bring in the jerseys.
Is Phil a great, great grandpa?
He would be.
Yep. If they have a child
before
while he's alive, he'll be a great, great,
great grandfather.
Grandfather.
Yeah.
Because he's Anna's grandpa. So Carly's great grandpa.
Carly is his granddaughter.
Carly's the oldest.
Carly's his great granddaughter.
But the now oldest I, of the great granddaughter.
Now I need to talk to Joey and Carly. I mean, the goal of this thing ain't to make Phil a great great granddad. Y'all can have some time. y'all can have some time to be married.
Yeah, like, don't rush this.
Let's not rush this. Yeah. If y'all need a little training in that, there's 2 16-month-old ones at my house that you're welcome to at any point when you want to figure out.
If you
don't want her babysitting. now Bullfrog on the other hand, she's a good one.
Yeah.
Good babysitter.
Oh Lord.
It's kind of surreal, to be honest with you.
Well, that does feel like insane to think about.
Oh, it is. But
as a girl dad, I mean, yeah, it's coming for you. You got two more of them.
Oh, yeah.
My daughter's just turned 5, so she's super young, but that just gives me the heebity jeebities just even thinking about it.
My youngest one told my middle one, who's 16, Bullfrog, she said, BK, don't you think it's about time for you to get a boyfriend?
Leave it up to the blonde tornado.
No.
Oh.
Bullfrog gonna be about like me. Wait till about 28.
Has the years flown by, Stone?
Oh, what are you talking about? They go by so fast. Oh, you don't even realize.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Because I look when it, you know, I'm saying, wait a minute, marriage? You way too young.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, no.
How old were you when you got married?
I think 21.
21?
Yeah.
That's how old I was.
What, 1972?
Good for all y'all.
Took a minute.
Yeah.
There's some figuring it out when you go that young. Hey, but there's figuring out when you go that old.
I can say there's plenty of figuring it out when you're 28.
There's always figuring. That's why when
it's
people are like.
Some figuring.
Yeah. When people are like, oh, you're too, like, I'm like, well, you know, because you were way more set in your ways than I was when I got married. Like, you'd been doing your own thing for a minute.
Yeah, that was hard.
You were living on Caney Lakes. So.
No, Darbo. But. You talking about him.
So, like, you get, no matter what age you get married, it's going to be tough and you're going to work at it. And
yeah, I didn't spend a lot of nights at home. I was always at a camp.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was just a moving target.
Which is your life.
Whatever was in season is where I was at. Now I spend every night at home and wouldn't trade it for nothing in the world. Like, you know, it's just a difference. But that first year of being at home all the time was wild.
Yeah.
Everybody said to me, like, you coming to camp? And I'm like, no, I'm not.
No. That's right.
That was old school.
Life on the earth is just a different season. So when you're, I'd say from the time you realize that you're on the earth, you're selfish till you actually have your own kids. Mm-hmm. And then once you have your own kids, the selfishness turns into, good night, I got to take care of these kids. They're front and center. But
and they're selfish.
And then they get selfish.
Rascals.
And then if you marry a woman, you know, she's crazy. There's just different levels of it.
I know.
So you can be the truth. You know good and well that's the truth.
He said crazy. He just means estrogen.
That's right.
That's fine.
Yeah,
that's
right. I got in trouble for saying that at my house the other day. I said, well, you're less crazy than most of them, Allison.
Well, yeah. And that's a good thing.
In the female world?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You just have to figure out which level of it is and if you can deal with it or not.
Because those are different creatures.
Especially.
No doubt about it.
And when they become mothers.
Oh, yeah. Watch out.
Whoa.
That's why when you
Which is totally awesome at the same time.
Oh, no. When you watch outdoors. Outdoor videos.
The mean ones are the mama bears.
Hey, don't fool with mama.
Oh, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
You know, look,
so that's what I told my kids. I said, hey, look, you can do whatever you want to with dad.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, you get out of line with that one, and then dad is fixing to go crazy, and you fix to get your butt tore up.
Good luck.
Time.
Good luck.
I will hurt you badly over that one.
Uh-huh. It looks like
okay, because ain't nobody gonna be happy if that one ain't happy.
That's right. And if they wasn't built the way they were, there'd be a bounty on every one of them.
I'm with him on that. Okay. Hey, don't mess with mama.
Mm-mm.
That's Amen. Just the bottom. That's where the line has been drawn in the sand.
Oh,
you don't cross it.
I can appreciate that.
I'm for it.
I'm sending to mind.
I love you, Allison. You're not listening.
Yeah.
She's okay. Crazy.
The best saying I've ever heard, and I love it. You're talking about, hey, you don't understand. I knew mom before she was mom.
The mama
okay, bear. Y'all ain't got a clue how wicked and mean that woman can be. Okay, I do.
Now that?
Yeah, you.
I didn't say that.
You'd come out better if you went and poked the grizzly bear.
Yeah.
Okay, then mess with your mama when she's mad.
Mm. But okay. Clayton, good luck to you.
Good luck.
Also,
buddy.
Joey, good luck to you. Marriage is great. You're gonna love.
Oh no, I love it. Hey, I love every minute of it. But hey, you know, it's just certain things. Yeah.
He used the W word.
What?
Wicked.
He saw that commercial on the Super Bowl.
No, that just won't come to mind.
Oh,
you know, they're sweet and lovable and all that. Mm. Hey.
No, there's a switch. Yeah. There's a switch. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I ain't found the one that brings that W.
Well, I think
I'm sure I will.
It's never come against me.
Hey.
It only goes against the people that like do something wrong to your kids.
I tell you.
Like, wake them up.
It's there and you don't really want to find it, okay?
The poor UPS man ring the doorbell at the wrong time. Poor guy. Just off with his head.
But anyway, let's take another break. Man, we're flying through this. We'll be back.
Where do we go from here? Nobody knows.
Si, you know what everybody wants for Valentine's Day? A good night's sleep. You know how you can give them a good night's sleep?
Mike Lindell knows.
You can give them a dadgum best pillow they ever had.
Thank you.
Or you can give them some kitchen towels, bath towels, sheets, robes, slippers. What is he going to think of next?
All I know is he takes care of his customers.
He does.
And he wants to just keep giving good deals.
His employees back it too, because they want to thank our listeners for all the continued support. And as the thank you, they're having an overstock clearance and new product sale. 3 sales all in one right now with the best prices ever. And you get free shipping on your entire order. You just have to go to mypillow.com/duck. Right now, and use promo code
DUCK.
Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0 and also get 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived and won't last long. You can get a 6-pack towel set for only $29.98 and take advantage of the free shipping on larger items. Everything is on sale. The brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels, dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, and so much more.
Size TV watching robe.
And if you think I'm kidding, Brittany's Valentine's present is right over my shoulder that says my slippers in a size 9. I got to take it home today because now I don't have to hide it anymore.
Good call.
It's by the time this comes out. That's how much I think about them because she just wore the other one smooth out. But if you're on the fence, you want towels that dry you, my towels are good.
You want sheets that are comfortable?
My sheets, they're great.
You want a pillow that offers a fantastic night's sleep?
My Pillow 2.0. It's so good he had to design it twice. I don't even know what else to tell you.
That's right. He made the pillow great, and then he doubled it.
And don't forget your robe.
There you go.
Hey.
Si's got TV robe, bath robe, sleeping robe.
That's right.
So whatever you want. But to get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com/Duck and enter promo code
Duck
or call 800-969-3137. You'll get huge discounts on everything and free shipping on your entire order. Go to MyPillow.com/Duck and enter promo code
Duck
or call 800-969-3137.
I was just scrolling through their registry.
What, he got anything else, Cole?
There was a towel warmer. I just got one of those. That is pretty cool.
Wait, time out. You got a what?
A towel warmer.
A towel warmer?
You've never heard of a towel warmer?
No, I mean, they give you them warm towels on first class flights.
No, those are hot
towels. Those are hot.
This is just a warm towel. You get out of the shower and you got a warm towel.
That's a thing to you, huh?
Allison got one for Valentine's Day. I was going to wrap it, but it came in a box that said what it was, and she was home, so she has it.
So you use it?
Heck yeah. It's a warm towel, son. You don't want no cold towel. You got to get a warm towel. But yeah, Clayton.
I love you. You've got a towel warmer. Your toilet seat's heated.
Stay warm right in the bathroom, man. When you're naked, you don't want to be cold. You're less impressive. All right, anyways.
How awesome we live in the world that exists, though. I mean...
I was going through these people that I don't know's registry and just saying what they're getting.
Did y'all have a wipe warmer for your kids?
No. You got to make kids tough.
Yeah.
Once you're older, you can be soft.
Well, you can't get accustomed to that kind of treatment.
No.
Like, that's a bad deal.
My kids, when I trained them to potty train them, if they pooped their pants, it was go stand in the flower bed naked, water hose, no matter the temperature outside.
Oh, really?
Yep. If it was cold outside, hey, guess how many times they got sprayed down by the outdoor water hose? Once.
Each once.
That would break.
It only took one.
Yeah. And they're like, don't want that to happen again.
Huh. Well, I did the old school to rub their nose in it.
Like a dog?
Yeah. No, I didn't do that.
You roll up a newspaper after?
Oh, that's funny. Oh,
no, boy. I wouldn't have done that.
I love it.
No, but, you know, a couple times I wanted to.
Mm. So water hose. Well, I mean, that's the same thing I do when I do it to this day. So take the water hose to myself. Like, well, that's unfortunate.
Well, it's better than going in the house and getting all over everything.
Just throw them underwear away.
Yeah.
You throw it all away.
I did it. I did my children that way when they'd get filthy and was coming into the house, get the house dirty. I broke it up one time with a cold water hose. No, they didn't do that again.
Mm-hmm.
I like this guy just by his wedding registry. Because ain't no way she put an inshore spinning combo on the wedding registry. But I'm proud of you, brother.
Oh,
and he put a pizza oven. Like, this, I love this guy.
Wait, is this his or is this your Amazon wish list?
No, this is their wedding registry. Yeah. I'm trying to get them some stuff.
Is there a bidet?
No. Nope.
Mm. Yeah.
You could use that, my man.
Yeah.
Why not? That pizza oven looked pretty good.
Yeah, it's an all right one.
Yeah. Johnny D got a few. He went through a few.
No, I did not. I waited very long until I bought the one I knew I wanted. Anyways, where are we going?
I don't know. We last time with Corey, we didn't really get into email, so we're probably a little backlogged.
I got some good ones.
Yeah, let's do that. hello@duckcallroom.com.
So you know the picture of Cy we showed?
Yep. And the sweater?
Stone, have you seen it?
No.
This might be my favorite photograph of all time.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
Ain't that something?
Yep. Those are the same eyes that he had when he was talking about Reba. Look at those eyes.
But a lot of people that just listen were like, well, now I've got to go see this. But a guy named Chad emailed in and said, I have this picture because it was taken at the Gurley Church of Christ between 93 and 94. Man named Jimmy Smith took the picture.
I'm so glad that we called this was a church registry photo, though. Praise.
My man Chad has the church directory at his house with that photo in it.
Chad,
send it
to 117 Kings Lane, West Monroe, Louisiana. I will have Cy sign it, and we'll send it back to you.
Sign the church directory.
Yeah, I'll have Cy sign that picture for you in your church directory and send it back. Since you emailed in, I'm willing to make Cy sign that for you.
What was the guy, Chad?
Chad's the one with the picture.
Okay.
Jimmy Smith took the picture.
Boy, there's a Jimmy. There's a Jimmy everywhere you go.
Well, no, no. I was living in a house on Paint Rock Valley that had the spring. Okay, a buddy of mine had bought it, but he was an elder at the church. Jimmy was, and when the weather got bad, snow and all that, we stayed with him and his wife during that time.
Look at this,
learning so much.
Connecting dots, man.
No, no.
23 and who?
This world is smaller than you think it is.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Tiny.
Good people.
The internet shrunk it down even
good more.
Yeah. There's probably a Jimmy Smith in every Church of Christ in North Louisiana.
And it's really their legal name.
Jimmy.
Did we have a Jimmy Smith? I only know Bill Smith.
We had Bill
That's
Smith.
Close enough.
Bill
Smith. That's close enough.
We had two Bill Smiths.
There you go. What I'm talking about.
So that's where the photograph came from. We were wondering.
And we were right.
And we nailed it. Yeah. I thought it might have been a WFR one, but.
I just knew church directory.
We knew it was
all
a church.
All I was aware of. Because you don't wear those glasses Christine had on for just anything.
Yeah. The round spectacles.
That was a church directory shot, if Martin's ever seen one.
Wow. See, John Chris can make a joke about that.
Yeah. John Chris don't know near enough about the Church of Christ to make jokes about this. We'll leave him to the Pentecostals. Me and Sal take care of this one.
Yeah. Yeah. Leave the instruments out of this.
Montgomery Gentry would make a joke about Church of Christ. I had that song.
Oh, that's funny.
Speaking of that, how you feel since your man left this earth, man? Toby.
Huh?
Oh, man.
That's big news.
Well, no, no, because they hadn't discussed. The other day, I was just flipping through the channels and come up on Siri, Prime Country, and they was playing all the songs that Toby used to sing and wrote songs.
Didn't y'all do some stuff together?
Didn't y'all do an appearance?
I thought y'all did an appearance.
I met him, and like he was for veterans.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
Oh, yeah. Because
he went everywhere there was war, he'd done shows for the veterans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was a good man.
Yeah,
very good man.
I knew y'all's paths had crossed. So.
Yep. Bad very deal. Good man. He was, you know, he wrote that song about brought to you courtesy of red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
Talking about the rain down, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, Toby was a good.
Rain down and good, boot up.
Yeah. Good Christian man, you know.
Yeah.
And God's called him home.
Yeah. That dadgum C word.
Mm.
Sucks, man.
Yep.
Oh, anyway.
It is a curse.
Ain't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Terrible.
Yep.
You got another one?
Well, while we're on music.
Yeah, go ahead.
I found out who sent the bongos.
Who do we need to thank for size bongo drums?
Hey, guys, just want to thank you for what you do. I'm the one that sent them to America's favorite Uncle Si. I just wanted him to have them because I know he gets enjoyment out of stuff like that.
As long as it makes noise.
That's Daniel from West Virginia. He said, it makes my day when he rings that bell.
That's it. Well, hey, look, I can't take him home because guess what? That redhead of mine, I made the statement a while ago, I knew Mom before she was Mom. These wouldn't last at the house if I started playing them.
I would love for you to take them home, but me be behind you like with a camera and just video and Christine's reaction when you walked in. Like if you had them strapped around your neck doing that.
I told her, and then she just died. She said, you know what? And I said, hey, they ain't coming home.
Yeah. That's kind of the same sound my head made when it thudded off that wooden shotgun the Si got hanging over his door.
Oh, wait, I have pictures of that now.
I owe you apology, because when he hit it, we heard it, my wife both, and when he come in, I was laughing.
Oh.
I couldn't help it.
I was laughing, too.
Because he come in, he said, golly. I said, hey, you ain't like the Lone Ranger. I've been there before.
Look how low that is.
I busted my head on that thing is metal and that wood is hard.
Yeah, it's like for people under 5'6" to walk under.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I busted.
And in case you couldn't tell what it said in the last picture, it says, we don't dial 911 at your front door.
This house is guarded by Browning, Benelli, Heritage, Coat,
Smith, and Wesson, both of them.
Yo, hey, Remington, West Winchester,
Heavy Shot,
Heavy Shot, Tungsten, whatever you want, you can have Tungsten. Your choice.
Well, don't worry, buddy, you don't have to, because they're going to have a concussion if they come up the right side of the steps. So you get the jump on them anyway.
We don't dial 911.
I mean, I was trying to kill them little gnats in front of my eyes.
Who needs dogs, boys?
I dope popped that thing. Oh, man, it was bad. Well, then let's take another break then.
McMillan sent me those pictures, though. I said, wow, that is low.
Yeah. I got to redo the sign and get my...
The biggest problem that you can't tell from that picture, it's an optical illusion. Because you think when you're on that last step, you're under it all. Yeah. Like, you think it's gone.
Yeah.
Well, you're just getting to it. And bop.
I mean, look at it.
Yeah. What else in that inbox?
James is in Laurel, Mississippi.
Look, we got another Jimmy.
Jimmy from Laurel. He said he's an ambassador to large Caucasians across this land.
What did he say?
I represent that.
Wait a minute.
Large Caucasian. That's
large
me.
Caucasian.
He's He wants to share with us the proper term for people. He's 6'6", 270. It's been like that for, that's a big boy.
I got to read the title.
He's just
here.
A smidge bigger than me.
I got to read the title.
Taller.
Yeah.
Big weight and chicken livers.
It's a big boy.
Okay.
Hey, y'all better listen to this boy.
Yeah. So he says, this is what you call people over 250. He said he was in the truck and somebody was talking about how big he was. And this guy looked at him and said, you just a big old gizzard, ain't you, boy? So that quote changed his life and he's embraced it. So he just says he's a big old gizzard.
Big old
and that's
gizzard.
What anybody over 250 is.
A coot's got a big old gizzard.
It's a big old gizzard.
BG.
Okay.
And then he said chicken livers are a delicacy. And if I'm iffy about trying them, then.
Hey, if they're done right, they good.
That's it.
Johnny D's out on it.
James has my.
But I did see Johnny D eat one. I mean, because I gave it to him. He didn't like it.
Oh, Big Gizzard here from Laurel?
Yeah.
He has one every Wednesday for lunch. Says it's delicious.
One?
One liver?
I think.
Where can you order just one? Because every time I order six, they give me like 12.
Right. If you're 6'6",
seven of them.
Yeah.
That's just a side dish. That's just like, that's just something he's
doing. It's hors d'oeuvre.
No, North Mississippi, everywhere you go, good chicken livers.
That's right.
6'6", 270 is a large man.
He's one of them you take down there to the truck stop, spit on somebody.
Hey, he ain't as large as Big O. Big O was 6'6", and 450.
You reckon Big O ate chicken liver?
He probably did. He could eat a truckload of them.
I'd rather fight Big O than I would 6'6", 270.
No, you don't want to fight Big O.
I don't want to fight either.
He was a drill sergeant. Okay. I could take a bath in his Smokey the Bear hat. Okay. It would be like an Olympic pool.
Yeah, 6'6", 270 is a big
one. I love that man, though, because one reason. We was together on Fort Benning, Georgia, which is a airborne post.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't walk on an airborne post.
You run?
You run.
Did he run?
He ran. He ran everywhere we did. I was carrying a 130. He's carrying 450. He run everywhere I did. It was killing me, and he just act like it ain't bothered him.
Just cruising.
I would love to know what his actual name was and see how big, see a photograph.
Oh, he was a man, sir. He was a man.
Well, so is James from Laurel. And then I got one more.
Go ahead.
Jack from Pickens County, Alabama.
Pickens County.
Will you stop reading the subject line?
I'm writing it up, but I'm reading the title. Oh, boy.
The subject line of Jack's from Pickens County, Alabama is Silas Merritt Robertson's teeth.
Most of them are missing.
Well, he's got questions. He's interested in dentistry, and he heard Cy talking about root canal pain. But he wants to be a dentist when he grows up. But he wanted to ask him, what happened to your teeth, and how do you recommend avoiding that?
Boy, that's an awful personal
question. It's a good question, and I don't mind answering it. I brushed them too hard, number one.
Okay.
Okay.
This is the fifth time this podcast. That's not the answer that I thought.
No. Look.
I give up.
When they're stained.
I thought I knew this guy.
Oh, no. Here's the thing. I stained them real bad by smoking. Okay. Yep. And the only way I could get them really white again was use baking soda and a little salt.
And Clorox.
No, I didn't use Clorox.
And Vicks VapoRub.
And I brushed them too. And hey, salt is very gritty.
You
you were brushing abrasive. Your teeth with salt.
Abrasive. Okay, yeah. And I brushed them too hard. And
yeah, that's how you get rust off cast iron.
Well, hey, look. Hey. Well, hey, look, I'm giving the guy an honest answer.
I know. I'm with you.
Okay, and then the rest of it is,
I was just confirming the abrasive nature of salt.
Yeah, abrasive. Okay, that's right. That's a technical term. So
oh, boy.
But anyway, the rest of it is old age creeped in and they started falling out. So there you go. That's what happened. Go ahead and be a dentist, because, hey, teeth are going to be in trouble. If you don't take care of them properly, hell, yeah, it's the trouble.
Brush them pretty hard.
I got a bunch of fake teeth because mine kept falling out, but I'm too young to just go with it like that. Hey,
now, Phil was down there. I was hunting with Phil the last couple of days. He said, hey, look, you got enough money. Go ahead and buy you some false teeth or whatever, y'all. I said, hey, last thing I'm worried about is teeth.
How about Si with a mouth full of veneers? What if we went and got Si like the perfect smile?
That hurts. Veneers are painful.
Oh, boy.
I would. Almost. I mean, you're doing crematoriums.
Yeah. Like.
I can keep going because I got one in crematorium land, but I think are we out of time?
Oh. My man said he brushed
them. Oh, boy.
He brushed them too.
They use salt.
Kids, don't brush your teeth a lot.
That's right. Don't brush it with salt and
and back off the pressure.
Break up. Yeah, back off easy. Just
only took
easy.
A sand grinder to his
soft
mouth.
Soft bristle, boys.
That's how Usher got his teeth looking like that. So I said, why not?
Hunter over there low key laughing because he don't want us to judge him for laughing. You know? That's what's funny. He tried to keep it all him did.
Yeah. What's funny is that I brush my teeth really hard and with baking soda.
Brush them too hard.
You brush your teeth with bacon? Well,
bacon
hey,
soda
toothpaste. It's 2024.
No, it's bacon soda toothpaste.
I use that too.
Yeah, bacon soda's fine. Salt?
Yeah.
No.
Salt. Yeah. I mean, really, that's how you get rust off of cast iron.
Did that hurt your gums?
I would hope so. What?
No. Hey, it's the teeth is bad and the gums are fine.
Oh, look, my man is a walking salt capsule anyway. Yeah. So it's no surprise.
Where do we go?
Good question.
We go to the Bible and we go home.
All right, I'm just going to give you a short one in light of our friend who's really.
Is there one that says I'm the salt there?
That's it. Yeah.
You can fill up a kerosene lantern with his urine.
Hey.
It would burn.
Jesus is her size.
If salt lost its flavor, it's worthless. Throw it away.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do here anymore.
Hey, read the verse.
All right. Jesus said to them, give back to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's. And they were amazed at him. Quit worrying so much about politics, people.
All right. We'll see y'all next time.